Welcome to Bodcast, the Business of Dentistry podcast, brought to you by Practice Plan. Bodcast delivers the best business advice, real-life stories, and practical hints and tips to make your practice a more profitable and sustainable business. And now, here's your host.
Hi, I'm Zoe, Area Sales Manager for Practice Plan. Welcome to Bodcast. Today we're focusing on how to make your plan a success. Joining me today is Dan Jethwa. Dan's been a client of ours since 2006, and Dan will be giving us his valuable advice and his success story so far. Hi, Dan.
Hi, Zoe.
Hi, I'd love to hear your story.
Okay, well, I used to work in the NHS before coming here to Spondon, and now Spondon is predominantly private practice, and the overwhelming majority of our patients are all part of the plan, with yourselves practice plan, when the contract came into place in 2006. And after the 10 years, to be honest, we've not looked back at all. Our practice has grown, and so has our plan members. So I'm going to give you a few bits of advice, if that's okay, and I'll fire away. So in short, I would say the answer to having a successful run dental plan is good communication and keeping your patients happy. In order to do that, however, there's three essential ingredients that you really need to get right and evolve, and they are the team, the product, and the service. When patients join a monthly plan, they're not just joining for two examination and hygiene visits a year, they're joining you. They're joining your team, your dentistry, and your services. So I'll just talk about them in detail and you can see how that fits in with the plan. Firstly, your team. You need to have a team that's qualified for the role, friendly, trustworthy, and have a positive attitude. And it's essential that they're able to build a rapport with patients. The plan patients like seeing a familiar face, and that's one of the most important reasons for patients to be on the plan, because they trust those team members as opposed to going to a practice where they see a different dentist each time they come. When a team gets on with each other, it makes a positive impression on your patient and it makes a welcoming atmosphere. Patients are very good at picking up on the general mood, and if the nurse is not in a good mood, or the clinician in my case at times, the patient can tell. It takes time to evolve your team, and I've experienced firsthand that a happy team means that they're more likely to get on board with ideas and go the extra mile for patients, which is what you want. However, the leader has to have the same attitude as well in order to evolve the team. As I do say, your vibe attracts your tribe, and it couldn't be more true. We've had three dentists change in the last 9 years, and it's had no negative effect whatsoever on our plan patient numbers, because they've all had great communication skills and get on really well with the rest of the team. And if patients can see that the familiar nurse is getting on with the new dentist, then it reassures them and transfers their trust to the new dentist. Now, the second ingredient is the product. And when I say product, I mean the dentistry. There's lots of different things that patients now want from their dental practice. And if you don't deliver a particular treatment, then you need to find someone to refer to. Or better still, get those skills in your own practice, because patients prefer to stay in-house. Also, you need to tell them or show them what you offer. Otherwise, they might just go elsewhere without even asking. The dentistry itself also has to meet the patient's realistic expectations. For example, there's no point making a denture if it falls out every time a patient sneezes. You're likely to lose the patient. For some treatment, offering a guarantee can be a good way to ensure patients that you believe in your product and reassurance that you'll repair things should they not be quite right. Patients also need to be told what's involved in what you're doing, and then that will increase the value of the product to the patient, such as telling them all the things you've checked and screened for during a dental health assessment, like Sheila Scott advises. It will make the patients appreciate your skills and expertise far more and value what they pay for on the plan. How you deliver your dentistry is also crucial, and one of the simplest aspects of dentistry, giving a local anaesthetic, is, in my opinion, one of the biggest practice builders. Now, the third and final ingredient is the service. Now, this includes everything from your customer service skills to the environment of the waiting room. It includes the surgery, the aftercare, the arrangements for emergency appointments, the arrangements for out-of-hours care, how you treat your nervous patients, how you present your treatment plans, protocols, and processes in the practice that involve the patient. Essentially, it's all about how you deliver the product from your team. It also importantly includes how well you communicate with patients, such as leaflets, text messages, websites, Facebook and emails. The plan then works like a membership to your practice, to a way of being treated and to a way of being cared for. And this is all highly appreciated by patients and will keep them at your practice, even if members of the team change. So the three areas, the team, the product and the service, are the things that are constantly needed to be worked on and put in place in order to get your plan to be successful. Once you're working on this, you need to look at the patient journey to getting on board to your plan.
Thanks, Dan, for that. That was actually really interesting. And I liked the fact that team was at the top of your three sort of headers there. And from my experience, you know, if you get the team bit and the other two bits generally follow. So thank you for that. Obviously, you're going to go on to talk about, you know, getting the patients on plan and that journey. So I'd love to hear your thoughts more on that.
Okay. Well, like nowadays, I feel like there's a lot of emphasis on offers and new ways to get lots of new patients through the doors. And there is a place for all that, but I feel that if we stop worrying about trying to get new patients in the door and just concentrate on our existing patients, then automatically there'll be a stream of new patients coming through the practice just by word of mouth. I mean, the existing patients should benefit from being on the plan, as they're the ones who buy into it. Just like TV and telephone companies should, they don't, however, give offers to their existing clients and not just great deals for those who are going to join or leave them. Our patients get a hefty 20% discount for most routine treatment for being on the plan, as well as many other benefits and perks, such as free x-rays, antibiotics, access to emergency slots, private weekend emergency cover, trauma insurance, and access to practice perks, offers and discounts. So all of these things make the plan very attractive, and it's got a lot of benefits. There are three phases to a patient actually joining the plan: the recruitment phase, the enrollment phase, and then the maintenance phase. And I'll go through each of those to explain how it helps get patients onto the plan. The first one is the recruitment phase. It's about getting people knowing about your practice and then getting them through the front door. And this really includes all the different streams of marketing that impact a potential patient. And it includes the telephone skills of your staff when they deal with inquiries. There are lots of marketing avenues to go down. And for me, my biggest method of recruiting new patients is through word of mouth. I find that patients want to help us, so we need to tell them that we're taking on patients, that we've got space, and then they'll go out of their way to actually help us. So really what I'm trying to say is we've got to let our existing patients be our biggest ambassadors of the plan, and they will find patients probably similar to themselves, which is what we want, stable plan patients. We also need to use the website, social media, to get existing patient reviews and testimonials, as this is an accessible platform for prospective patients to refer to when considering your practice after a word of mouth recommendation. Okay, once you've got a patient recommendation, you need to really get them through the front door. And the first thing would be to do is to just book an appointment with the least fuss possible. And you don't even need to bombard them with a lot of information. Just get an appointment, even if it's just for a quick chat with a member of the team, and then let them see and feel the team, product and service that was mentioned earlier. Once they're in the practice, then that's the time to discuss the benefits of being on the plan and then move to the enrollment phase. Well, the enrollment phase is once the patients come to your practice and they're now experiencing the team, product and service. This is the time where we're not allowed to have any hitches at all. It's all about showing them why they should join the plan, and then you need to make sure that it happens easily and smoothly. The benefits of the plan can be explained by any member of the team, but they need to believe in how good the plan is and explain that it's like a membership of the practice. It's a really good time to reinforce that, in my opinion, the plan helps keep patients coming regularly so that disease can ideally be prevented or spotted early, and that it's in the best interest for the patient. To be honest, I find that after the initial appointment, if you've got your team, product and service right, they're ready to join anyway. And this is where you need to make sure that you've got a really good plan provider, like Practice Plan, who is going to allow the process of enrollment to run very smoothly. The practice plan team are very good in that if a patient called them up, they're extremely professional and friendly on the phone, which reassures the patient that they have chosen the right practice. You need to make sure that there's no mistakes during the enrolment phase of a patient's journey to set up the direct debit and the patient in the practice. If this goes smoothly, which in our case it always does, from our end and practice plan's end, then it's left to providing the dentistry from the team with the service, which leads to the maintenance phase. So the maintenance phase is about maintaining that patient on the plan. For most patients, that doesn't just mean booking in twice a year for a quick check and scale. It involves making the patient feel part of the practice and that we care about them and their dental health. This is where all the previous mentioned team product service come into action even more so than before. Firstly, you need to make sure you've got an excellent recall system which allows patients to be contacted how they like, and then make sure plan patients have good access in case of dental emergencies, as this is what a lot of patients are concerned about and really appreciate. Things like calling up a patient after an extraction, remembering little personal details about a patient, like where they've been on holiday last, looking back at their dental history at each appointment and asking how their last treatment was or whether they followed the advice you gave them, giving tailor-made oral hygiene advice, explaining x-rays to patients, showing them bone levels, caries, existing fillings, etc. Patients not only value all this, but it communicates a better standard of care, which they didn't even realise they were getting before. Allowing patients to feel involved also helps retain your patients. Facebook and newsletters are a really good way for allowing patients to read about the team, the product and the service and engage with the practice. Facebook posts, which are fun with team members on it, seem to get the most engagement from patients in my experience. It's funny, but patients like to see us having fun. This may not bring you new patients, but it does contribute to the whole package that a patient buys into when they join that plan. So, once a patient has experienced the benefits of being on the plan at your practice, then ask them directly to recruit others. We send letters out to all patients after 12 months of being with us with business cards asking for referrals because we're confident that they will. And when they do, we reward them when they refer someone who actually joins the plan, which brings me on to the final important factor, which is keeping a close check on how patients are coming into the practice and where they're coming from. Is it from another patient? If so, who? And how many of them are actually joining the plan? A simple book on the front desk for reception to fill out, detailing all this information, will suffice. And on the flip side, you also need to know how many patients are leaving and why they're leaving. Practice Plan are excellent at sending out letters if a patient has left and giving us information as to why they've left. Having all this information is absolutely crucial to building your plan. It allows you to see your strengths and your weaknesses so that you can improve the way you do things, whether it be your team, your product, or your service. And that's my take on how to make a successful dental plan. And I hope that was useful.
Dan, that was absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much. Really love the tip about getting the patient booked in with at least fuss as possible. I think that we often give them too much information and people need to see what you actually can provide for them. So for me, that was actually a really good, useful tip. You've clearly got a lot of structure in place with your practice, a lot of thinking gone on behind the scenes of how to keep the momentum going. And on a whole, that was really useful. Thank you very much.
Brilliant. No problem.